Gang of Four mit Damaged Goods. Auf Flux FM am Montagnachmittag, am Abend spielt die Band, die vor fast 40 Jahren ihr immer noch ultra relevantes Debütalbum Entertainment veröffentlichte, das übrigens ganze Generationen von Musikern und Musikerinnen beeinflusste. Heute Abend spielt die Band im SO 36, wo sonst? Bei mir im Studio stehen nun drei von vieren aus der Gang of Four. Unter diesen dreien natürlich das verbliebene Gründungsmitglied der Band, Andy Gill. Wir quatschen über sich ändernde Zeiten, modernen Pop ohne Innovation, die politische Weltlage unter Umständen. Wir reden über Phänomene wie Ivanka Trump, das Fernsehen als Inspirationsquelle und vieles mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es jetzt und hier, hello and welcome Mr. Andy Gill. Hello Thomas,
hello.
And hello Jailer. Everything all right with you guys?
Thomas, just waving doesn't work on radio.
It was enough for me though. I think Thomas is a nice guy.
He is a lovely guy.
He's in the back of the studio. He was just waving at us. It's good enough.
He's just sending out positive vibes. That's what he does.
Thank you for doing that. Yeah. So how are you guys doing? The guys on the mics?
Very good.
Everything okay today?
We're alive. Yeah. We're kicking. We're good. Yeah.
Sounds great to me. Where are you coming from today, actually?
Where do we come from?
Copenhagen was...
Well, yesterday we had a day off in Berlin. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And before that was Copenhagen.
Nice.
And we went to Tropical Island.
Oh, no, really?
I didn't. I don't like anything hot, you know.
You don't, but you went to Tropical Island. It's a super crazy artificial world that you can enter.
Have you seen The Truman Show?
Yes, it's the Truman Show.
It's The Truman Show in real life, yeah.
I've never been there. So what's your experience? Well, because it was a Sunday, so it must have been crowded. Like
it was pretty busy. It's been a weird sort of obsession of mine for the last 3 years.
Really?
I saw a YouTube video of it.
You were like, I want to be part of the Truman Show one day when I grow up?
I just like the idea of a water park being inside an old Zeppelin hangar. Mm. I think it's pretty cool.
Well, okay.
But that was our day off anyway.
I'm kind of like, I feel relieved that you didn't go, Andy, because I was like, Andy Gill in the tropical island surrounding, it would have destroyed worlds, internal worlds.
Picture it, you know, me in my orange baggy swimming trunks and my white body,
I was not confused because of the unsexy part. It was more
but
like
the whole thing would look wrong.
The capitalistic, anti-capitalistic thing. It's more like that. That would have confused me. But I'm really happy that you allow your bandmates to do stuff on their own.
They do what they want. I try and stop them, but they won't listen to me.
Well, congratulations on the Complicit EP. We'll listen to Ivanka in a few moments. It's a song that basically revolves around quotes from Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump's
she wrote it herself.
Daughter. Yeah. Yeah, she wrote it herself. That's interesting.
She's actually got a writing credit on it, right?
No, she hasn't. Good point.
Oh, I have to transfer some money to Ivanka.
Just worrying. Oh,
she's got enough.
Yeah, but was it an interview that you saw with her with those quotes in it that made you think, well, these quotes are too good to not make a song out of them?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, I think, obviously the whole world's like in this incredible state of flux, mm-hmm. FM.
Nice. Thank you.
Most sane people, you know, think what the hell's going on with this Trump guy? You know, this is really dangerous. But it's kind of almost too easy to just like, you know, be negative about Trump. Mm. That's pretty easy. And it just was kind of fascinating that there's this rather pretty young lady who sits down and comes out with this reasoning, this kind of explanation. And it is kind of too good to miss. You know.
And what I really love about the song is that she tries to have arguments for her father but she kind of like deconstructs the whole thing herself when talking about her relationship to her father, for example. That's a really interesting part of that song.
Yeah. We've done a slightly updated version. Mm-hmm. Which is going to go on the album in February.
Okay, cool.
It's a slightly different beat and it's a bit faster and it's got some other verses to do with Trump in Moscow and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm already looking forward to that version. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad that you've mentioned the album because the idea of a new album has been mentioned at the beginning of the year already. Yeah. Some people said that it was going to be out in summer, but now you've... You've worked on it a bit more, but February is kind of like, it's a fixed date.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nice. Yep. Oh, wow.
100% fixed. First of February.
Title already? Is there a title?
It's called Happy Now.
Happy Now. Oh, man. I'm already looking forward to that. Did you get any reactions from Trump supporters or something like that? Because, I mean, those right-wing people, they're pretty fast when it comes to writing an email.
Yeah, they'll get the, you know, it's like in the old West with the gunslingers. You know? They got their mobile phones and...
Yeah. That's a nice metaphor.
You, man.
Yeah, that's true. So did you get any reactions or...
I mean, it was really interesting because, I mean, I wasn't expecting this, but having a photograph of, you know, on of Ivanka on the thing, and then I got up in the morning and an email had come overnight from somebody on, and somebody said, do you know you're in the Washington Post today?
Mm-hmm.
I said, what? And I went to the link, and it's like post-punk, British post-punk band used image of Ivanka, you know. And then every single news outlet in America picked it up everywhere. So, you know.
So it's not about political statements. It's just a promo stunt for the Gang of Four band.
It's all about making money. It's all about, it's pure promo. I don't care about the politics, blah, blah.
Thank you. For you. Gang of Four mit Ivanka Things You Can't Have. Das ist die EP-Version eines Stückes, das nochmal neu aufgenommen worden ist, hat uns Andy Gill gerade verraten. Für die LP, die erscheinen wird im Februar 2019 unter dem Titel Happy Now. Das haben wir schon mal rausgefunden. Von der Gang of Four. Jayla ist immer noch bei mir im Studio und Thomas sitzt immer noch hinten in der zweiten Reihe und winkt. Andy Gill, der Einzige, der von Anfang an dabei war bei der Gang of Four, ist natürlich auch noch bei mir im Studio. Und weil wir gerade dieses abgefahrene Lied hörten, müssen wir noch ein bisschen über die Produzenten-Skills von Andy auch sprechen. Andy, you are and you always have been a producer as well. You've produced with the Chili Peppers in their very very beginning of their career. And I think that they do know that a mix of a song can kind of like define its genre, right? If the vocals are really up, it's more pop, as if, you know all these, you know, all these things. But what I want to know is how important was the sound philosophy of the Gang of Four for the way the band made, and how important is it to produce or being able to produce nowadays as an artist? Because I think when you started, it was common to get some money from somewhere and to go into a studio and ask someone to help out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that could lead to different results than a band who knows how to produce and who knows how to work a console.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think a lot of those records from back then, it's a combination of the producer and the band, you know. It's like the producer has quite an influence on it, you know. You know, when you know, talking to Michael Hutchins about Nile Rodgers, you know, producing In Excess, and the way they worked in the studio and the huge influence that Nile Rodgers had on making that record.
Just have to listen to a Suicide Blonde to the riff.
Yeah.
It's Nile Rodgers, one-on-one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the influence is huge. You know, or even Bowie with, what's his name?
Visconti,
you know. I mean, it's really a combination of two creative minds, you know. And But this record that we just listened to and the ones that's coming out in February, I decided, you know, because I think sometimes I thought in the past, you know, I'm a producer, I produce all these other people, I should just produce my own thing. Mm. And then I thought, actually, it's a really good idea to have somebody else in the room, you know, who just brings other things to the situation.
Yeah,
so Ben Hillier is producing that track you just heard. You know, he did Blur and what else did he do?
So, he did a lot of stuff.
And Ross Orton did the Arctic Monkeys and MIA.
Yeah.
He did a bunch of tracks. And there's all these different people involved, which has been really interesting. And it really, I think, it's positive, you know.
Yeah, I think in your case, it's totally not problematic because you have a strong foundation, a strong sound philosophy, you know? Mm-hmm. When you started the band, it was like, I've read about that once again, it was like, all the bands were like, vocal on top, band is down there, and you were like, no, we have to, every signal has to have the same rights.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. They're all as important as the other one, and that's a strong sound philosophy that led to a very unique sound, and it helps now because, I mean, as a talented producer, one does have to have the possibility to understand where the sound philosophy is leading, and then you know, the guy's like, okay, I can do it for you, I know the basics. But I think as a young band, that's what my thought was, as a young band nowadays, one should really learn to produce oneself, because it's hard to sound different than others today. And that's another thing that I read in an interview with you guys, is that you were talking about the fact that pop music is not as innovative anymore, and that may have to do with the downfall of the industry, because people don't dare to innovate, put innovation into the music anymore.
Yeah, that's a big subject. Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably a strong argument for what you just said. Yeah, I mean, there's not, you know, people don't get a chance anymore to kind of grow a bit. You know, a long time ago, you know, record companies maybe put some money into an act and let it mature a bit, but that doesn't exist anymore at all. You know.
Yeah, I think it was Bowie's third or fourth record that really made its way to the top. Right, that's a career that wouldn't happen today, because after two records without any success, we'd like, sorry, put it on YouTube if you have to. Well, we haven't talked about the School of 2005 kids. They all sounded like the Gang of Four. All of a sudden, there was an interesting phase from 1999 to 2005-6 when every band from England was like sounding like the Gang of Four.
Yeah.
And even the bands who didn't sound like you, if you asked them about their major influences, they were like, Gang of Four, man. that's a question that I have to talk, that we have to discuss next time, because I think it would be interesting to know what you're thinking about all these bands, how many of them you want to slap and how many of them you want to hug.
Nah, it's all cool, you know, it's all good.
Cool. You know. But maybe we'll discuss that next time. Now I have to give away some tickets real quick. The last tickets for the Gang of Four show heute Abend kann man sie erleben im SO 36, die Gang of Four, die vielleicht auch noch unveröffentlichtes Material präsentieren wird. There's going to be some unreleased material tonight on tonight's stage.
One or two.
Lovely. Also, 030-2000-9000 anrufen, das ist unsere Nummer zum Glück. Wir haben Tickets für die Gang of Four heute Abend im SO 36. Vielen Dank nochmal für euren Besuch. Thank you guys, Jayla, Thomas, Andy. Thank you. For visiting, and I hope I'll see you again pretty soon when you present the next album or as soon as it's finished. Please visit us again. That would be cool.
We'll come back. We'll come back soon and we'll talk about it with the new record, and we'll talk about it and play some tracks. Hopefully.
Yes, lovely, good idea. Yeah. You're already re-invited. Thank you for coming. Yeah. Bye bye.
Bye.